Candyman.
Yeah, we're going to be ODing on chocolate before Valentine's Day, as it turns out. Something kind of interesting going on next Saturday in the Lakeview area. And here with us to talk about it, the president of Chicago Sport and Social Club, Jason Erkes. Jason, how you doing?
Good, guys. How are you?
We're good. Explain again to folks who don't know what the Chicago Sport and Social Club is.
Sure. We run sports leagues and plan really fun events like the Candy Crush that I'm here to talk about today. But we do all the sports leagues up and down the lakefront for young professionals after work and on weekends. Volleyball, softball. I know you're a big softball player, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Flag football, soccer, pretty much anything you can think of. We try to keep people busy and active.
You know, I used to play a lot of touch football. I never played flag, though. That's a fun game.
Yeah. Most of our football is flag. You know, it's co-ed, so we like the interaction where you got to grab each other.
Yeah, I know. I miss all like these that. All these fun trends. Started after I left the lakefront area in the city.
I don't know if we want to talk about football today, though.
No. Explain why you have walked in here with a gigantic, 15-pound piece of chocolate.
A 15-pound chocolate bar for you guys to tell you how big, this is the word big, the Candy Crush Crawl is going to be this Saturday. We are decking out 7 Wrigleyville bars in Candyland-type themes where people are going to come out and go bar to bar with great drink specials, and each bar has a different candy theme. One's chocolate, one's carnival candy, Lover's Lane, which is all Valentine's Day-inspired candy, and it's the crush aspect of the Candy Crush Crawl. It's a week before Valentine's Day, so you can come out and find your crush.
So this is...
Oh, I get it. Okay, wait a minute.
It's a takeoff on the pub crawl, right?
Yeah, it is a pub crawl, and we figured we'd deck all the bars out and make sure that everybody got some candy this Valentine's Day.
So this has nothing to do with those Facebook games.
Nothing to do with that whatsoever.
Because that's a little confusing. So when I'm getting invitations for Candy Crush Crawl, this is a really live thing that I can actually go
into. You get invitations for the Candy Crush Saga, which is a video game. This is a pub crawl.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, yeah, and I'm glad because I want to go to this. I actually want to go to this. The other thing is a video game that you play on Facebook play.
Our crush aspect is a little different. It's a Saturday before Valentine's Day. We've invited a lot of single people out, and you know, we want people to crush a little bit. Come out and see if you can meet someone before the weekend after.
All right, so what are the qualifications? I mean, if somebody wants to be part of this Saturday there in the Lakeview neighborhood, what do they have to do, and what criteria do they have to meet?
Well, they have to be fun, first of all. That's a very important qualification. So
they're listening to us now, they're fun.
Make the cut, but yeah. CandyCrushCrawl.com is our website. You can go sign up, and you get a goodie bag, which, of course, you can load with candy throughout the day, so you're going home basically with a Halloween bag filled with candy.
We won't tell the heart surgeon that was on a little while ago.
Yeah, right?
About the candy.
Come on, there's all kind of healing powers of chocolate, I thought.
Okay. That's right.
Wait a minute. Keep going.
CandyCrushCrawl.com.
CandyCrushCrawl.com. Okay. And then what do they have to do?
They just register for the event. And then on Saturday morning, they'll show up. They'll get a little badge that'll tell them kind of like a Candyland board that'll tell them which bars are participating. They're all in one block there. So even if it's cold outside, you don't have very far to walk. And we want people to come out and have a good time.
That was a good game. Did you ever play that as a kid?
Yeah.
Candyland.
Yeah.
Bob, did you ever play that?
No.
What did you play? Parcheesi?
Pick up sticks.
Okay.
The black and white version of
it. People don't have to start off in one place.
No, absolutely not. They register beforehand.
Is there like a map?
Yeah,
then?
We give them a little a lanyard and a little kind of a cheat sheet of what bars are participating and what the theme of each bar is. As I said, each one has a different theme. We're decking them out with decorations. And when I say an obscene amount of candy, my office warehouse right now is stocked with about 3,000 pounds.
3,000
of 50 pounds. Different types of candy. I mean, from Tootsies to Lemon Heads to chocolate. I mean, you name it, we've got it.
Yeah, it's 7 bars, right?
Yes.
Do you walk to each bar?
They're all right next to each other. They're all on the block right there on Clark Street. So, go to one, have a drink, indulge in some goodies, and then pack it up and go next door.
But you have no less than 7 drinks that night, right?
Well,
because
that's up
to you're having a drink at every bar, right?
There are some great drink specials and shot specials. Of course, some candy-flavored shots and things like that.
But, we're going to take a picture with Jason and the special candy bar, a custom Serrata Murciano chocolate bar. And let me just warn you, Jason, if I find out or see anywhere online Rush Limbaugh holding up the Rush Limbaugh chocolate bar, I'm going to be very annoyed.
Well, his candy bar will not say Surratt Marciano on it.
Okay, good. Good.
This is custom made for you guys.
All right.
We'll post that at Facebook. And then getting through this winter, and by the way, when it does finally turn warm again, and hopefully it'll happen eventually, this spring, people are really going to be going nuts. I mean, everybody's just got this feeling that they're sick of being inside, and no matter what the weather is now, they just want to get out there. So are you going to be seeing a great demand for your spring and summer events soon?
Yeah, we hope so. I mean, the weather's been terrible this winter. We, of course, do stuff indoors, but spring is a big season. People can't wait to get outside. And
right.
You know, even though the weather might not still be great outside when we start, people get out there. We open spring registration next week, actually, at chicagosocial.com for softball and flag football. And even beach volleyball registration opens soon. So it gives people something to look forward to when the weather breaks and their chance to get outside and enjoy the 7 or 8 months of nice weather we get here.
And the way that
what keeps us living here.
Yeah.
The way that that works, the spring registration for all these sports, is you just sign up. You don't have to be great at anything.
Right.
Right?
Absolutely.
It's really for social reasons and just to have fun.
Yeah. Social sports right now is a huge trend across the country. People just want to go out after work or on the weekends, have fun with their friends. You pick your sport. You pick the day of the week you want to sign up for, and you show up. We take care of the rest.
Okay.
That's,
so
for the great service.
Young,
love that.
Single, love to mingle crowd. You've got this event here on Saturday in Wrigleyville, and you go to candycrushcrawl.com for
Bob,
all the information on that.
Where are you getting started? Which place?
I'm looking at the
barley
list
corn,
here.
Maybe.
Barley
Cantina.
Corn. I remember barley
Which
corn.
One?
Well, Sluggers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the Cubby Bear.
We actually have this monstrous pinata that we had made that's going to kind of kick things off. We're going to break the pinata to kind of start the crawl. It's huge.
All right.
Everything we're doing is oversized here.
And then,
that's going to be where? Where's the pinata?
That's going to be at Old Crow Smokehouse.
Okay.
And if you're interested in some of these other upcoming events, what's the website again, Jason?
Chicagosocial.com.
Jason Erkes, always fun to chat with you. Good luck Saturday night with the big Candy Crush crawl. Okay,
thank you guys very much.
I think I'm suffering from a sugar high right now just looking at that gigantic chocolate bar.
I know you can't wait to get into it. We need a hammer and chisel.
Yeah, okay.